Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. Tonight's show, Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF in the game. We all know the wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host this evening is RAWF Hall of Famer.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the stands in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns.
bitches better recognize again. Motherfucker on the block and I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, be the next hologram. Big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weight. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the P to the O to the G. He is the paragon of greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, all the day. It's the co-host with the co-most coming at you coast to coast with the word smooth as butter or jam on your toast. Welcome to RAWF After Hours. It's a good day.
Wow. Wow. Coming in hot is the paragon of greatness tonight. Paragon, big victory for you last week. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But we are 4 weeks out from Tropical Aggression, live from the Philippines, our first ever pay-per-view in the Philippines and the South Pacific. It's looking good. Are you ready for the travel plans? You got your travel plans all made out, Paragon?
I have arranged for some significant air conditioning in the locations where I will be staying.
Huh. Don't like it hot?
Are you? Turns out, big guys not so great with the heat.
you're kind of like the anti-El Vacant then, because he hates the cold, you hate the heat. Apparently, I need to have Tropical Aggression somewhere milder for both of you. I don't know, but at any rate, with that being said, let's start off with some RAWF business. We are live from Sacramento tonight. Tomorrow's superstars will come to you from the Golden One Center here in Sacramento. Two big title matches, and we'll talk about them in a moment. But first, I do have a GM report from Unstoppabot, our RAWF tag team GM. The top five tag teams after 3 of 6 rounds are, in first place, Dungeons & Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness, and Nox Boogie. In second place, Hotness Overload, Menzino and Mrs. Brew Menzino. In third place, the Cage Shakers, the Unsettled Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. In fourth place are Crazy Train and the True Badass Billy Gunn. And in fifth place, Mind Games, the Extreme Enigma and AF James. Round 4 will be posted shortly. And a reminder to you all, that because of the vacated tag team championships, first and second place, the first and second place teams will fight for the vacated tag team titles at Tropical Aggression. So, Paragon, if early reports or anything, it may be you and Nox Boogie against somebody. We will find out in the coming weeks, but something else for you to be looking forward to. But we will see. We shall see, indeed. I do know that sign-ups are now available for Anything Goes and the High Voltage Invitational. The new scenes are up for both. As the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, has made those scenes earlier this week. Those links have been posted on the main page, as well as I believe she sent out some new messages. But we got a Anything Goes title match tomorrow, and I'll talk about that here in just a second. But first, let's take a look at some of the tournaments around RAWF. First of all, congratulations to Sassy Applebee's. She won the RAWF Philadelphia Freedom Block Party that was put together by Aaron McFadden. And so she, as far as tournaments go, as far as these big tournaments go, Sassy Applebee's has been at the top of her game lately, Paragon. What do you make, anything to make out of Sassy's victory at Philadelphia Freedom?
What I've got to say about this, and I'm very excited because we know that Sassy has a long track record before her big run here in RAWF. This is an established star, and that's something that I think could possibly differentiate Sassy Applebee's from a phenomenon that we like to see here a lot here in RAWF, where like a new face will come in and they'll be really hot for a while and then they kind of fall off of the face of the earth and they're never to be heard from again. But every once in a while we get a big name coming in and immediately showing why they are that big name, and that's a recipe for sustained success and a actual proper face of the company kind of person, somebody that you're going to see and hear a lot about. And that's my hope right now with Sassy Applebee's, that we're on the precipice of seeing a new face of one of those people we're going to be hearing a lot about every month for every pay-per-view.
Well, we're certainly going to be hearing about her, at least for the moment, every week, as she is the reigning Superstars champion, victorious last week in her title defense. And so tomorrow she will main event RAWF Superstars once again, and that's we'll get to that in just a moment. But now let's take a look at the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational, and it is in round three. Already moving on to round four are Mick Devilson, Hobo Ezekiel, Mr. Prick currently taking on Big F and Hitman to see who will face the Mancunian Maniac in round four. Big Papa, STB, will face off in the next round. Crazy Mama will face Marquis de Sade. Hotshot Chaz will face off with Prince. The Undertaker will face the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Kane the Governor will take on Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon. And the aforementioned Sassy Applebee's will be taking on Natalya Nitro. All of those matches will be round four matches. So we're basically waiting on Mr. Prick versus Big F and Hitman to round out round four in the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational. All right, let's take a look at the Extra Points Tournament. Started a couple weeks ago. It is currently in round three. And moving on to the quarterfinals is Papa Shaker, Tigress, the Immortal Griffith, Simply the Best, Conk, and the True Badass Billy Gunn. And Paragon, right now we're waiting on UNDs to finish off the next round. So that's where we stand in the Extra Points Tournament. Let's take a look at the Arsehole of the Month to see who will face Strangleheart at Tropical Aggression for the Men's Championship. We are in round two, but currently moving on to round three matchups, and we'll include the Immortal Griffith versus Nightcrawler, Deez versus Conk, Undertaker versus Chris Cage, Kane the Governor versus Killer Neptune, the Paragon of Greatness versus the Mancunian Maniac, Sean Hitman Hurd versus Scythe, Bruce the Shark versus Uber Vegan TPO, Spade versus Magnificent Michael. Wait a minute. This tournament may have gotten stuck because I'm not seeing any open slots there. Okay. Interesting. Make a note. Report stuck tournament. let's see here. Powerball Contendership Tournament is down to the semifinals. Sassy Applebee's, though, however, has made it to the finals. She awaits the winner of Killer Neptune and Maeve O'Hare. The winner will face the Immortal Griffith for the Powerball Championship at Tropical Aggression. And finally, the Biatch of the Month. The winner, or I'm sorry, it's not the final, but final thing we're going to talk about. So we are in round two of the Biatch of the Month. You have Davila facing off with Minifee, Maeve O'Hare versus Crazy Mama, It's Angel Bitch versus Revenge Gibson, DW versus Tigress, Psy versus Kitty Kabam, Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon versus Raven the Enchanted, Wildfire versus Hot Cheese, and Kayla the Governess taking on the reigning estrogen champion, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. And then the Hatfield and McCoy Contendership Tournament is in round two. You've got the Paragon of Greatness going against Toxic Megatron Avenger, Revenge Gibson versus Aaron McFadden. Billy Gunn has defeated Hobo Ezekiel to move on to round three. Natalya Nitro taking on Chris Cage. Simply the Best defeated Sassy Intentions to advance to this round three as well. It looks like he will face Hotshot Chaz, who defeated the Mancunian Maniac. So STB versus Hotshot Chaz in round three. Conk has defeated Redneck Avenger, waiting on Killer Neptune versus Sassy Applebee's. Boy, we're saying her name a lot tonight in these tournaments.
You're not kidding.
AF James will take on Nightcrawler. Size will take on The Undertaker. We have Dr. Kent right now taking on Mark Caliber, Anton Dare taking on DW, and the Russian Hammer taking on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, in the Hatfield and McCoy Contendership Tournament. Woo, yes, Sassy right now. We've been talking a lot about her. Winner of the Xanther, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament earlier this year, and now she just seems to be on a tear as far as these tournaments goes. And, of course, as I said, the reigning Superstars champion. But she's got a big challenge tomorrow. The main event at the Golden One Center in Sacramento tomorrow night, it is the Superstars title on the line, Sassy Applebee's versus Maeve O'Hare. What are your initial thoughts of this match, Paragon?
Talk about a Superstars match that is a little bit above its billing. that could be a marquee match on any given pay-per-view. It's a question of two hot superstars, who's going to be the most momentum-filled and who's going to be burning the brightest at this given moment. I would be hard-pressed to pick a winner, honestly.
It is. It's very hard. It's very tough to call on that one. I have to say these two ladies very well matched. Certainly the RAWF experience goes to Maeve, but Sassy right now just, you know, is on fire. She has been impossible to beat, especially in tournaments. But we find out tomorrow whether that indeed happens. Also, the other title match scheduled for tomorrow is the Anything Goes Championship. Hobo Ezekiel to defend that title against Simply the Best. It's an open arena match. The rules, it's wrestled at 200% health, 5 days, no defenses or bots allowed. Only attack moves are allowed. Attack moves are allowed and legal moves are allowed. So an empty arena match. So we have to find an empty arena somewhere in Sacramento because it won't actually be at the Golden One. But at any rate, so those two matches will happen tomorrow on Superstars. All right, now let's turn our attention, Paragon, to Tropical Aggression, which will come to us live August 27th from the Philippines, the Philippine Arena in Ciudad de Victoria in the Philippines. And we do not know who the Immortal Griffith will defend the World Heavyweight Championship as of yet, whether it will be STB or Kane the Governor, as that contendership match is not over. But we do know that STB will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against you after you defeated Killer Neptune in a fairly chaotic match that involved Hobo Ezekiel and Jesse the Body Ventura.
I'm just as confused as you.
What was Jesse doing?
Yep.
Yeah.
My thoughts exactly.
Okay. Well, a great victory over your brother Killa. You now are the challenger of the Platinum Dragon Championship at Tropical Aggression going up against STB. And, you know, In just a normal situation, that match would be marquee on any card in the world. But however, we do not know. It could be STB facing off with Griff for the World Heavyweight Championship as well. STB would get top billing as he would be in the two biggest matches of the night against two of the heaviest hitters in RAWF history. But let's talk about you. How are you feeling? We're a long ways off from the match, so it's a lot of preparation time, to be sure, but your initial thoughts here as we look forward to Tropical Aggression.
My initial thoughts regarding STB, at least, is the man is very confident, and he has earned that confidence. So his last few defenses, basically since going back to Immortal, that incredible match that he had, ever since then, he's not just been arguably the best technical wrestler in the world, but has had this confidence streak, almost a mean streak. I wouldn't quite go as far as a mean streak. It's not cocky. It's just confidence. And he backs up every single time that he says anything, he's able to go out there and demonstrate exactly the value that he can bring to any given match. He puts out five-star match after five-star match. What I personally, as a fan of this business, look forward to the most when in regards to Simply the Best is that there are a lot of great strikers. I would argue our champion, the Immortal Griffith, may be the best striker in the game. There are a lot of great talkers out there. There are a lot of different aspects of this sport. But as far as pure wrestling goes, I think that there are maybe a small number of people that could be in that argument for great technical wrestlers. Simply the Best is one of them. I'd like to consider myself one of them. And to be able to test my abilities versus somebody that I respect so greatly for their abilities, that's something that only wish for in this business, you know, to be able to fight somebody that you think is one of the best while they are still in their prime, when you are still in your prime, and get to have this dream match with all of the things lining up. And to add on to that, we're going to Tropical Aggression. We're going overseas to a rabid crowd that doesn't get RAWF that much, the amount of energy, the electricity in the building that we're going to be able to feed off of to be able to encourage us to make this match that much more special. This really could be one of the matches that defines, like, when it's all said and done, when I'm hanging up the boots, this could be one of those matches that I look back on as one of my favorite matches of all time.
Well, looking at it unbiased for a moment, Paragon, because SDB could very well be the number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship and be, you know, Platinum Dragon. He could potentially walk out with both titles at Tropical Aggression at this point, as well as possibly another title or two, depending on how tournaments and whatnot walk out, if he indeed pulls this off, because I consider a bit of a Mount Rushmore of RAWF, and right now there's only three people that I consider on that Mount Rushmore, the Immortal Griffith, Mithras, and yourself, just because of the accomplishments. There's others that are in that tier just below you, but, you know, STB makes that, if he makes that jump, wins both those titles at Tropical Aggression, does that elevate him to possibly the fourth spot in the Mount Rushmore of RAWF?
I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, it elevates him into that conversation. I think that when you ask our fans at large about this particular question, because it is a bit of a question in this business, people like to have their rankings pretty consistently. It has the same three, and then that rotating fourth person. There's a couple of different people that seem to be a dealer's choice thing, and I think that we're going to start seeing a lot of Simply the Best in that conversation if that can happen. We don't see somebody with the World Championship and Platinum Dragon Championship very often. It's happened maybe twice, maybe three times in RAWF's history. It's something that isn't just special. It's almost anomalous. It's almost impossible to happen because of the level of competition in this company. And for somebody like Simply the Best, who's obviously, you can look at these rankings, you see that he does do all of the talking, he does all of the great wrestling, but somehow he still kind of flies under that radar. Like, he's one of the quietest talkers you're going to see, because he does a lot of the things to do to earn the points, but maybe doesn't necessarily tip off a lot of people where they think that he's going to be one of these. He creeps up on you. That's what I'm looking for. You don't expect Simply the Best until he's standing in front of you and you realize that name is not just a nickname. If he can accomplish this, personally, in my opinion, I think that he's the lead of that conversation for that fourth spot.
Agreed. Agreed. And of course, that doesn't, not to say that Mount Rushmore, every Mount Rushmore has to have just four people, but, you know, right now I consider it three, and, you know, there's plenty of people that are just below that and could with an STB, I think with those victories, if he walks out of Tropical Aggression with both those titles, as well as possibly a couple more, depending on how things go for him, I think he may just jump up into that fourth spot. But we will see. We will see indeed. Other matchups we have scheduled for Tropical Aggression, due to contender matches being over, Nightcrawler to defend that Midnight Hobo Championship against Conk. And Conk, you know, Conk returned, what, 3-4 months ago, Paragon? And he has made his mark here in RAWF, currently the reigning Hatfield McCoy champion for well over 100 days at this point. He now has his eyes set on that Midnight Hobo Championship after beating Extreme Enigma for the contendership. Talk to me about how you think the Nightcrawler Conk matchup plays out of Tropical Aggression.
That's an interesting one, because I think on paper this should be Nightcrawler's match. Nightcrawler just recently kind of surprised the world with a World Heavyweight Championship that I think a lot of people didn't see coming, and while he's not been in that title picture since, he has continued a very strong case for him not falling off in any way, that he hasn't, that wasn't a fluke, that he is truly ascended to be something special. But on the other hand, like you said, Conk is relatively fresh here in RAWF. I think that he got off to a slightly rocky start, but all that did was motivate him. It added fuel to the fire. It put a chip on his shoulder, and you can tell in the way that he walks and the way that he talks, the things that Conk has to say and the way that he says them show that this is somebody that is trying to prove a point. And if I'm honest, in that special environment with that crowd, this is the opportunity to prove that point, and Conk's going to have a sink or swim situation, and I think that the man's going to start doing some laps at the pay-per-view.
We find out in 4 weeks' time, Conk Nightcrawler Midnight Hobo Championship. AF James and Chris Cage will battle it out for the vacated FUBAR City Championship. Both of them, AF James is a former FUBAR City Champion. I don't believe Chris Cage is, but I could be wrong. I'm checking on that right now. But this is going to be a hell of a match here, I think. Who do you give the edge to, the unsettled one or Mr. Moneybags, AF James?
Are you going to make me say it? Do I have to? So I think that the unsettled Chris Cage is going to win this. Yeah, I think he's going to win this match. Listen. AF James was the FUBAR City champion when I won the championship from him. I know what he's capable of in FUBAR City. It's absolutely not out of the realm of possibility that AF James walks away with this championship. But Chris Cage, this is where he thrives. This is his environment. This is where he loves to be. I've made the statement before. I will make it again. I think that Chris Cage is the greatest White Lightning champion of all time. It's a very similar skill transfer for the FUBAR City Championship, and I think that we might see the start of a run very similar to that of what we saw Uncle Frank do a few years ago, a simultaneous White Lightning and FUBAR City Championship run that could go so well that it leads into Chris Cage's finally breaking through into the main event.
I mean, I am surprised that Chris Cage I've said it several times in the past few weeks. I'm surprised he hasn't been in the running for the World Heavyweight Championship. He's that good. He has that much talent, and he I mean, despite, you know, the issues, the obvious issues, but yeah, I think he may have it over AF James and be our next FUBAR City champion, but never count out AF James. He is one of the toughest individuals you will ever come across. So we will find out that at Tropical Aggression as well. And no, Chris Cage has never been FUBAR City champion, surprisingly. Triple Crown Championship will be on the line. Hotshot Chaz will defend against Deez and the badass Billy Gunn. And it is going to be, that's going to be a tough way for Chaz to defend that championship. He's come a former world champion and Hall of Famer, and Deez coming after him, and an up-and-comer here in RAWF who is hungry for some gold in Billy Gunn. How do you see this one playing out?
The tale of this match is the dichotomy between the two opponents for Smooth Jazz coming in here, because I think that this is a tale of two opponents. We've got, on one hand, Deez, a Hall of Famer, a former world champion, somebody who is oftentimes considered one of the best. However, I made that analogy last week. I think that he's free-falling a bit, and I think that something is off with Deez. He doesn't seem quite as present. I don't know if he's maybe he's got some sort of secret injury that he's trying to deal with. He's slowly recovering, biding his time. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't seem like Deez over the past few weeks, and that could cost him, especially when you look at somebody like Billy Gunn, who's very similar in a lot of ways to what I had to say about Conk just a moment ago. Fresh in the company, hungry. I think a lot of people underestimated him from the start, and he wants to prove those people wrong. But here's the thing. We've got two opponents that I think are very different stories, a story of descending and ascension. And smack dab in the middle of them, we've got a Triple Crown champion, Hotshot Chaz, a super bad supernova, the man I call Smooth Jazz because everything he does out there is slick as it can be. I think he finally got that championship, a thing that a lot of us were waiting for forever. It was the feel-good story so far of the summer, I think, that Chaz finally had his moment, and a lot of us were right there watching the monitors in the back. You could hear not just the fans, but the actual roster in the back popping for this big moment. And I think that Chaz knows that this is his time now. This is his moment to live up to what everybody has always told him that he was, that people have always told him, don't lose hope, don't give up when you have those big losses. Your big time's coming, your win's gonna be there. I think that Chaz has heard all of those people, and he's finally ready to listen, and he's going to retain that championship.
I mean, I think it's going to be a tough matchup for Chaz, but you know, Triple Crown Championship, just the way it plays out, of course, the obvious advantage to the champion, and he does, I mean, we'll see. We shall see. Should be a really good Triple Crown title match at Tropical Aggression. The Undertaker to defend the Multimedia Championship against RAWF Hall of Famer Devilla, and I don't know about you, but there seems to be a sense this is one of those champions in Undertaker that people really want to see dethroned. I don't know how you feel about it, but I get the sense throughout the locker room that they really would like to see someone get that title. And if anybody could do it, I would say it'd be Devilla. Agree or disagree?
I think that Devilla is consistency incarnate. This is somebody from all the way back throughout the history of RAWF. You can always depend on Devilla. You know what to expect, and sometimes that can be a hindrance, but it also means that it's a bar that somebody has to rise to. And Undertaker, the story of this match is going to be pressure, because you're not wrong. I think that a lot of people have underestimated Undertaker. I think a lot of people have disrespected the Undertaker. And the question is, can he rise above that or not? Because all of the noise, all of the energy, all of the hype surrounding any pay-per-view match, especially in this special circumstance at this show in front of that crowd, that noise is going to be drowned out in Davila's head. Davila is going to go out there and do what Davila does. So Undertaker has to meet the pressure. And I personally believe that it's close, but I think that Undertaker hasn't quite gotten there yet. I think that the pressure is going to get to him, and Davila is going to walk out as the winner.
We find out in just 4 short weeks. And the final match already signed for Tropical Aggression, the very first ever, at least in August, Candy Kane on a pole match. It is the first one at Tropical Aggression. It will be Judgment taking on Albatross Unlimited. Candy Kane on a pole match. Now, it seems very odd to be talking about this in the heat of the summer rather than the chill of December, but talk about it we must. You heard the challenge last week and the acceptance by Albatross. What are your thoughts on this Candy Kane on a pole match between these two individuals?
I mean, I've heard of Christmas in July, but Christmas in August, that's a whole new thing. Judgment loves this match. This is a signature match, and it's all about psychology. It's getting into your opponent's head before the match starts. And the thing about Albatross, in addition to the fact that birds are monsters, is that this man has what I like to call the Tarrasque effect. It's a big bad beast in the Dungeons and Dragons world that oftentimes is not affected by types of magic. And I know this is getting very dorky for you, but trust me, there's a point. The reason why the Tarrasque is not affected by magic is because it's kind of doesn't understand magic. It's almost too dumb for magic to hit it. And I'm not calling Albatross Unlimited dumb, but I'm saying, like, that's the kind of, if you got to be tough, you got to be dumb. And when I'm talking about Albatross, I don't mean like low intelligence. I mean, he cannot hear an insult. You throw one at Albatross and it will go right away from him because he will not let them affect him. The psychology of Judgment will bounce off of him.
Sorry to interrupt, Paragon, but I just realized I just had a blonde moment. It was not an acceptance. Albatross did not accept. We gave him some time to think about it. He has not officially accepted that match. So it is potentially going to happen, this Candy Kane on a pole match. We are just waiting for Albatross to accept or decline. It would be an interesting situation if he does, the first ever Candy Kane on a pole match in – during the summer. Almost feel like I should make it all.
Absolutely, thanks for the clarification, but I'm going to have to finish what I was saying, otherwise I'm going to feel very bad for leaving at that. The point that I was trying to make is that Albatross is far from a dumb person. Albatross is a very smart opponent because he is able to play dumb in a way that other people cannot measure. No insult, no psychology is going to be able to affect him because he thinks about the match as it's happening. He doesn't let anything get to him. He is the proverbial I am rubber and you are glue situation. Everything's going to bounce right off of Albatross because he does not think too deeply about the matches, and that's a very smart thing.
All right. Well, that is potentially a matchup that could happen at Tropical Aggression. We are awaiting the decision by Albatross whether he accepts that match or not. So, all right. So, with that being said, a couple of things before we talk more about RAWF that I'd like to talk about. First of all, it appears Blog Talk Radio has changed their call-in, the way that you can call into the show. If I'm reading this correctly, Guests now have the option to connect to the guest call-in directly from the live episode page. They can connect with their computer, mic, or speakers. They will click on the, you can click on the connect via direct connect button below the episode title and then follow the prompts when they allow the use of the microphone. So this what means you may not, if you are on your computer but you normally can't call in because you don't have Skype or pay for Skype, you may now be able to do it through your computer's head, your the microphone and headset on your computer. I do not know this for sure because I don't, that's not how I sign in, but someone can probably test that for us if they'd like tonight, if it indeed is the case and there is a prompt to do so. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play you a vocal roof from somebody we haven't heard from before, Paragon, at least not on this program. Apparently, she did make an appearance on radio a few years ago on Death or Glory, but this is the first time we get to hear from her on RAWF After Hours. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from Revenge Gibson.
Good evening, LA, and the rest of RAWS. But you never expected me to call in, did you? Well, I'd like to say thanks for giving the contenders match against Billy Goat Gruff, best known as the True Badass, Billy Gunn. Well, anyway, I'm here to say congrats to him. Although he kicked my ass, I did like to kick his, but gods weren't on my side. I just saw me take the knee in the ring. They didn't favour me that day. So anyway, I was looking for, could you set up another match where I can kick his ass, especially in a hardcore match? What do you say, LA? Think it's worth a shot? See you all soon.
Revenge Gibson making her debut in RAWF After Hours, at least her voice is. And she is challenging Billy Gunn to a hardcore match. This coming off the heels of her losing her Triple Crown Contender match to Billy Gunn earlier this week. First of all, good to hear from Revy. But what do you, got to give it to Revy. She's one of the, she also a very tough individual. She hasn't made a lot of noise in RAWF, but she's starting to feel it, I think, recently. Paragon, what's your take on Revenge Gibson?
I think that Revy is, again, a very consistent person, but you've got to talk about this. You're absolutely right. If you check out some of her recent matches, I think she's putting a lot more of it together lately. She's saying more. She's winning more. She's mixing it up how she's been doing matches. And speaking of mixing it up, like you just said, it's the first time in RAWF After Hours here, Revenge Gibson making her presence known. That's not something you do without confidence. You don't just go out on a whim after this long and decide, oh, I'm just going to send in a Vokaroo today. That's not a thing that you just do for no reason. That comes with a degree of confidence in what you're speaking about. And I think that kind of confidence is been what's pushing her lately. And, you know, good luck to the badass, because something's different in the water around Revy Gibson lately.
Nah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. And I'd like to remind everyone listening, not just live, but on the replay, if you'd like to get your voice heard on RAWF After Hours and make a promo as Revy just did, or call someone out, whatever you'd like to do, you can record such a thing on Vokaroo.com. And just make sure you get it to me in plenty of time before the show to upload it to the soundboard. So, you know, I'm surprised more people don't do that, Paragon. I would love to get more people sending in Vokaroos just to get their voices heard here on radio, because I know we've got a lot of folks that listen over in the UK. They don't normally can't stay up this late, like DW out there. I'm surprised. It's good to see her. I know she's probably – it's got to be two or three in the morning there where she's at. But I would love to hear more people do that kind of thing, Paragon. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And my two cents is this. I think that a lot of people may not know this about myself. I have a lot of in the past, I've had a lot of social issues where I had trouble talking. I know it seems very strange because I don't shut up now, but that's kind of the point that I'm making. It took a lot for me to kind of push myself to go onto radio for the first time. And it took me a while to acclimate to the situation, but over time, you get more confident, you get more comfortable with it. It's something that if you're afraid to take that leap, I think that I can serve as a good example to you. I'm somebody who was very socially awkward, kind of afraid of going onto the radio, and here I am talking your ear off as the co-host of the show today. So as long as you try to take that leap, if you don't like it, that's fine. Nobody's gonna think any less of you about it, but maybe it takes off for you. Maybe you get comfortable. It becomes something that you really enjoy doing.
You've definitely come a long way from some of your early appearances on this show, Paragon. There's no doubt about it. At any rate, folks, if you'd like to get your voice heard on the radio, I do recommend recording a message on Vocaroo.com. And I can even add music to it if you need be, as I did with Revy's tonight. So we do have another Vocaroo, someone we do get to have heard from quite often. He's an RAWF Hall of Famer, but apparently something interesting has been going on. And I may need you to help me clarify with this if you possibly can, Paragon. Let's hear from Mark Caliber.
Those of you who are listening to this, I know it's been a while since I've been here, been a while since I've spoken, but there is a valuable, very good reason as to why this is happening. I've done something that I thought I would never do. I did something that I thought would be impossible. Something so impossible, in fact, I've been in a state of shock and awe the last week or so. It also may be evident at last week's show, there's a suspicious red stain on the door that was behind me. All I can say at this time is I did something horrible, and I have yet to recover from it. I know most of you may be wondering what that is, but I cannot say what it is right now. Maybe when the smoke clears, I will give a straight answer, but not right now. Not right now. For those who are willing, though, to seek an answer in any way, shape, form, or fashion, even if any of you want to beat it out of me, you're more than welcome to do so. I can only hope and pray that the thing that I just did does not happen to you.
A very cryptic message from the Crow Mark Caliber Paragon. Can you make any sense of this?
I mean, sounds like it's October right now, honestly, because that was pretty creepy, and it seems like a lot of those kinds of things are happening lately, but no, honestly, the tone of his voice, that's the thing that really gets me. This didn't sound like a wacky joker or trying to intimidate you or anything like that. It sounds like he's really dealing with some sort of inner turmoil. I don't know what to make of it. I hope that Mark Caliber's doing well wherever he's at and whatever he's doing right now.
Well, maybe we'll find out more about what he's talking about in the coming weeks. We shall see. But definitely something going on with the Crow. And we, like I said, hopefully we get some clarity to the whole situation. But with that being said, I believe we have our RAWF Powerball GM here to visit us. He is our RAWF Hall of Famer, the chairman, if you will. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Razor to the program. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Paragon.
Razor.
So, Razor.
might want to unmute if I want to greet our guest.
You might want to do that. Always a good idea. So, Razor, how are you doing tonight, and what do you have to say for yourself or about anything?
I'm doing well. I got a little eye twitch, but I have to live with that. So I wanted to give you an update on the Powerball tournament. We have one person that has moved on to the finals of that tournament, and that would be Sassy Applebee's, who has been on somewhat of a hot streak here lately. And the other spot for the finals will be decided in a match between Killer Neptune and Maeve O'Hare.
Which is very interesting indeed, when you consider those three names. First of all, Killer, of course, challenged Griffith at Philadelphia Freedom, was unsuccessful in wresting the title away from him that night. Then, of course, Maeve, who, of course, is, you know, close friends and partners with the Immortal Griffith, could possibly. And then Sassy Applebee's, as you just mentioned, who has been on a tear. Who would you like to see facing off? Which one is the most interesting to you?
Well, Sassy is on the hot streak, but I don't think Maeve's been in the finals yet for my tournament, and I'd like to see her get in there and possibly defeat Sassy.
Why are you twitching when you say that? You okay?
Well, let's just say I got to live with it. It's something about Maeve. I don't know what it is.
Interesting. All right. Well, at any rate, Razor, that is it. You're right. That is, I think it would definitely be interesting to see Maeve take on Griff for the Powerball Championship. That, to me, no offense to Sassy or Killa, it would definitely be more of an interesting matchup than anything else. So, with that being said, anything else to add to your Powerball report?
That's all I got, sir.
All right. And just to let you know, Razor, tomorrow on Superstars, you will go one-on-one with Anton Dare.
Oh, boy, Anton. Well, at least it ain't a lady.
There you go, see? It will not be a lady. It will be Anton Dare. So good luck to you tomorrow here in Sacramento. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Razor?
No, that's all I got, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. And that was the Razor RAWF Hall of Famer and chairman of RAWF. And Paragon, for your money, would you like to see Griff versus Maine for the Powerball Championship?
I see what you did there. For your money in the Powerball Championship. I get it. Honestly, yeah. I mean, clearly, I'm always going to be rooting for my brother who's in that contention, no matter how much he drives me up the wall. But there is something very interesting about that. Maeve and Griffith, they have a very close relationship, and I think that could be a very interesting narrative in that match.
Agreed. And not to say that I wouldn't mind seeing Griff versus Sassy or Griff versus Killa in a rematch. I mean, either way, I think it's a winning match. I think it's a pretty damn good matchup either way for the Powerball Championship at Tropical Aggression. We'll find out in the coming weeks who indeed will challenge the Immortal One. Speaking of Tropical Aggression, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a song break. Starting with the official theme song for Tropical Aggression, brought to us by The Score. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Everyone, this is Sasha Camaro, and you are listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Vroom, baby!
is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you find devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you wanna go?
RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. And Paragon, I believe you received a message and you have an announcement to make. Would you like to do it, or do you want me to do it?
I'm fine to do that. It was communicated to me by Albatross Unlimited that he has rejected the challenge from Judgment, talking about how a guy likes to buck the traditions. That, you know, a lot of times we'll get these matches, get a little bit hyped, and then right at the last minute, Albatross likes to change the questions when you think that you know the answers. He says he has his eyes elsewhere.
All right, so there will not be a candy cane on a pole match in August. There will be no Christmas in August at Tropical Aggression, unfortunately. But, you know, it is what it is, and I can certainly understand He took, at least he took the time to think about it. But it would have been interesting, to say the least. Paragon, maybe you'd be interested. No? No.
Not me, but maybe Judge wants to hang that bait out there, see if anybody else might want to pick up on that now that we've had that discussion.
Maybe we can make it a candy cane and a palm tree match. That'd be now. At any rate, so with that announcement, so let's see here. I think it's time to bring on our reigning champion's choice champion and the number one contender for the Superstars title. She is also the After Hours champion, so she's looking to possibly win a third title tomorrow. Let's bring on. Gentlemen, she is Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. Having problems.
Well, it's typical, you know, blonde. But at any rate, how are you this evening?
Well, don't let me be rude. Good evening, more Corcra.
Well, if it isn't Maeve of the thousand theme songs.
I haven't had nearly so many as some folks I could name.
True enough. Fair. That is fair. But so with that being said, Maeve, a lot to talk to you about, starting with challenging Sassy Applebee's tomorrow here in Sacramento for the Superstars Championship, possibly adding a third title to your trophy case tomorrow. Your thoughts on facing Sassy?
I mean, I do love collecting new gold, but I think this might be, like, the worst possible time to go up against Sassy because she's winning everything she touches. But I think it'll be a good match. I've had good matches with her before, and, I would like to have the opportunity to add Superstars to my resume. But I'm not holding my breath on this one just because it seemed like, I think you said her name like 16 times leading into everything that's been going on. So I've got my work cut out for me.
I mean, you certainly do. Of course, if you were to win against Sassy tomorrow, it would be your first ever Superstars Championship. Adding that to your resume. And I'm sure that's a lot of people are all about collecting titles and collecting title names. Is that something that has been a goal of yours?
I mean, I'm never going to turn up my nose and say, no, I don't want such and so title. I wouldn't say it's my primary focus, but I do like making history. And you know, the only way to make history with a belt is to hold that belt. So it's a good first step. So I'm certainly not going to sit here and say, oh, no, I don't really care to be Superstars champion. Thank you. not quite how I do things. So I'm excited for it. I was excited when you told me last week. slightly less than best pleased to realize that I'm going to be going up against Sassy. But I always enjoy facing her, even when it don't go my way. So I'm sure it's going to be a good match.
I agree. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a main event, as Paragon and I talked about earlier. And so looking forward to that. Also looking forward to your announcement of whenever that may be of who your opponent is for Champion's Choice at Tropical Aggression. any chance?
I'm so glad that you said something, boss man.
Oh.
Because, I'm actually quite ready to announce what I've got planned for Champion's Choice. Originally, I had thought that... What do you mean, uh-oh?
I see that smile. I know that devious look.
Devious? Do you hear him calling me devious, boss man? Boss man, you're supposed to disagree with him and say, no, of course Maeve's not devious.
Paragon, shame on you. When have we ever been able to associate the word devious with Maeve O'Hare?
You're right. Shame on me.
You know why I love you more, Corcoran? It's because you just go along with whatever we say. It's precious. I have decided who I'm going to face for Champion's Choice. Originally, I were thinking that I were going to, like, post a scene and have people come in and make their challenges. But then something caught my attention, and I just couldn't resist. It seemed too perfect. So I'm very happy to announce that at Tropical Aggression, I've decided to face our very own Powerball GM, the Razor, in what I'm calling an Irish Kryptonite match.
I'm sorry, what? Could you repeat that?
I'm going to be facing Razor, our Powerball GM, who were just in here a minute ago with the twitchy eye, which he really should get seen to. It doesn't seem healthy. I'm going to be facing him in an Irish Kryptonite match.
Irish Kryptonite match. Would you care to expound on that and what that actually means?
I mean, it's really very simple. As is per usual, Razor does not get defense a bag of tricks. But he can use any move that's got the word super in the name.
So, Superman punch, superplex. Are there others? Those are the two I know off the top of my head.
Super kick.
Super kick. There's a third one.
There's four.
There are four?
There are four. I checked. You complained so much last time that I gave Enigma way too much leeway, and now you're like, oh, well, there's only like three. Make up your minds. What
no,
do you want
first
me to do
of,
with the second belt?
First of all, I did not complain. I was concerned that you may have put too much out there. I was not complaining. I'm trying to
you
find the fourth. You don't know what I think. Where's the other super? What's the... I can't find it. What is the other super?
Well, if you're going to be like that, then I'm not going to...
Tell
you.
Oh, well.
Such a Maeve game to play. Love it.
Oh, shoot. I can't... All right. But at any rate, so he can only use moves that start that have the word super in them, and of course, as usual, cannot use defense. Is he twitching? Has anyone got eyes on Razor? Is he twitching now?
I mean, I'd love to have him come in here and thank me for this opportunity. It'd be very
Razor,
polite of him.
Razor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you all right?
Punch your Razor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of confidence.
Again and stack deck.
It's gonna be two Hall of Famers going up for the Champion's Choice title in a match that I have specifically designed with Razor in mind. You're welcome.
Razor, you might want to go get that looked at. It's start getting worse.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
All
right.
Come here, Russ. I want you to be in tip-top shape. Tropical aggression.
I'll see if I can go to Walgreens and get a bunch of eye drops.
I think you're gonna need more than eye drops, buddy. Maybe some muscle relaxer, something. Alright. Well, very nice choice, Maeve. I like it. I love the concept. And yeah, that should be really very interesting. Called Forrest Whitaker Eye, really? I have no idea what that means.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, wait, he's falling out of the sky. Razor's about to splat, isn't he?
Oh my word.
I know how much Razor loves facing me. I don't see the problem here.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. What's your take?
You know, I'm trying to think of the glass half full way of saying this for our boy Razor, but good luck.
Oh my word. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I don't even know.
I don't know why everyone's making, speaking of making a big deal of things though, I do have a question for you both.
And what's that?
Why is everyone so keen to feed me to English?
Oh yeah, well that was going to be the next question. That was so, yeah. What
it seems like everywhere I go, someone's like, you know what would be a great title match? We ought to see English versus Maeve. Yeah, I want to see Maeve go up against him for a title. Why the fuck do you want to do that to me? Have you seen what he does to people he's in title matches with?
Okay, fair enough. But at the same time, you are just two matches away from this happening. I mean, you just got to beat Killer Neptune and then beat Sassy Applebee's, and it will be you versus Griff for the Powerball title.
I've just got to overcome the fix, and then if I manage to do that, beat the person who's basically undefeated in tournaments in RAWF right now.
Yeah.
So that I can win my opportunity to face English for a title.
Well, I mean,
you realize
how unappealing
you're making the sound.
Well, let me put it this way: it's going to happen eventually, somewhere, some way down the line, because you are a Hall of Famer. You're always in the mix for titles, and of course, we know of English's penchant for holding titles. It's going to happen eventually. And, if it happens at Tropical Aggression, you can't avoid it forever.
I want to see it so bad. That's what I don't understand. What's the fixation?
I wouldn't call it a fixation. Paragon, do you think it's a fixation?
I just responded to a question when I was asked if it would be an interesting match.
See? It's not a fixation.
Assuming I overcome this conspiracy back in Killa, which I still think you know more about that than you're letting on, boss man. And then I somehow manage to get past, Queen of the Tourneys. I think that I could offer English a good match. But again, I have seen up close and personal what he does to folks who come after his titles. And I like all my bits where they are, so I can't say that I'm going to be pulling out all the stops if that happens. Because the difference between me and English, I mean, there's several differences, but we're not going to get into that. The main difference that comes into play here is that if I break Summit, it stays broke for a good long while. I don't break my ankle and then, like, get better a week later. And, you know, if, God forbid, knock on wood, anything happened to me, I would stay unalived. So I choose not to go poking that particular bear when I can help it. Because I know what's good for me. I know which side my bread's buttered on. And I'm perfectly happy to see my tag partner with all the belts he wants to hold. It does not hurt my feelings at all to see him. If he becomes a 7-strap Superman, get Zane creature. If he became a 7-strap Superman again, I would be absolutely tickled pink. I have no desire to take a belt away from him. If it comes to that, it comes to that, and I'm not going to not try, but I'm also not going to put myself at risk because I'm just coming into the peak of my career, and I certainly don't need to get put on the shelf because I got overeager.
Fair enough. Well, we will find out if indeed, I mean, as we said, you do have to get Patty the Fish and then the queen, the current reigning queen of the tournament in Sassy Appleby. So this talk may be for naught. We do not know. Razor, you okay? You relaxed? Feel it? Razor, you there? Razor?
I'll tell you what I told you before, Razor lad. I just show up and wrestle where they tell me. I certainly have never gone looking for you.
Razor, I got some inspiration for you here. I got some inspiration for you. It should make you feel better. Just shut. Did that help, Razor? Did that make you feel better?
I'm a man of steel now. I'm going to go into this match and somehow I'm going to win it. I don't know how, but somehow.
Boss Ben, what the heck was that?
You don't know what that was?
She's doing the thing where she pretends like she hasn't heard of a thing that's older than when she was born, but she actually has. She just wants to get you to get annoyed.
Why would I want to annoy Bossman? Bossman loves me.
I didn't say anything. I didn't call out anything.
Anywho. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow against Sassy for the Superstars Championship, and we'll talk more with you about your match with Razor in the coming weeks, and who knows what else we'll be talking about. Could be, but any final thoughts that you have before we move on?
I just want to address the question that DW raised out in the chat. If you want to consider me choosing Razor the easy way out, then I reckon that's between you and Razor lad. I just picked somebody that I knew enjoyed having matches with me, and the inspiration were there. I'm a woman of the people. I like to give back. So I made the choice that I think is best for business. Good night, boss man.
Good night,
Maeve. Later, Maeve.
All right. Folks, I do have another announcement to make, and please spread this word because I'll send a message out. But this coming week, There will be no trash talk round robin, and there will be no radio show next Saturday, and there will be no superstars next Sunday. This entire week will be a down week, if you will, for RAWF. There will be no trash talk rankings match. There will be no radio show, and there will be no superstars this whole week. We are just going to take it off, take a break, just because this is an unusually long rankings period. If I had done a trash talk round robin and superstars every single week between Philadelphia Freedom and Tropical Aggression, it would have come to 16 total rankings matches, and I don't think that's necessary. We're going to go with just 14. We're going to take this week off to recharge the batteries, if you will. So no radio show, no after-hours radio show next weekend. No trash talk round robins on Wednesday night, nor will there be a superstars next Sunday. We will, however, return to the airwaves on, what is it, August 12th. So August 12th will be our next RAWF radio show. The next round robin will be August 9th, and our next superstars will be August 13th. All right, so everyone, make sure you're aware of that. Enjoy your week off as far as rankings matches or whatnot. All right, so with that being said, let's see here. Other matchups tomorrow on Superstars that might pique some people's interest. This one's an interesting one. Paragon, Hotshot Chaz will take on the reigning World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith. That's a big time matchup right there. Your thoughts on this one?
I refer back to what I said about Hotshot Chaz. I think that this is his moment. He knows it. The world is watching him. Go out there and earn it, Chaz.
That is definitely going to be a good matchup. Paragon, you yourself will be taking on Crazy Mama. So good luck to you there. Hobo Ezekiel, I see, is here. Let's see, where is Hobo? Who does Hobo have tomorrow? Nope. Well, he defends his Anything Goes championship against STB, but that will not be his rankings match. His rankings match will be Sophia McFadden. STB, that will not be his rankings match either. He also will have to take on Revenge Gibson in his rankings match. Yes, Cougs, but I can't make the Anything Goes title match a rankings match due to the stipulations. It just would not be fair. Speaking of Cougs, she will be taking on Sassy Intentions tomorrow. And Albatross Unlimited will be facing, or is it L Albatross Unlimited? Looking, I think they'll be able to find. Oh, Albatross Unlimited will face Natalia Nitro, and DW Diesel Warrior will take on Tad Beagle Wolf Dennis. So I believe. Oh, and the Unsettled Chris Cage to take on Nox Boogie. I think I've covered everybody that's in the chat tonight.
Oh, that's an interesting one. My brother versus my best friend.
your best bud?
Oh, me and Poopsie go way back.
Oh, you and Poopsie. You're really calling him Poopsie, really?
I mean, that's just the name that he loves to be called.
Alrighty. Well,
the bromance of the decades.
Don't forget, folks, High Voltage Invitational, I believe right now, is still in sign-ups for the tournaments At least Cougs put the scene up for sure. And to find out who Poopsie will be defending Sparky against next at Tropical Aggression. You like what I did there, Poopsie defending Sparky?
It's out there now. It's official. It's on radio. It's on the internet, and the internet doesn't lie. So Poopsie is his name. And Poopsie was his name-o.
Oh, my word. Okay. Shoot. Don't call me that, he says. All right. So we... Let's see here. One last check at on the RAWF. See if any other results have come through. Yeah. You were busy during the show, Paragon. Moving on to the next. So now the extra points tournament is actually down to the quarterfinals after your victory over D's. You will now face Tigress. Griff versus STB, wow. And Conk versus Billy Gunn. So, interesting. Congratulations, Paragon. Going for those extra points once again, huh?
Take the co-host hat off for a second, the wrestler hat back on. Yeah, I made it clear coming out of Immortal that there were some questions being asked about whether I quote-unquote still had it or not. I think that I've pretty firmly established at this point exactly the point that I'm trying to make, and we're not even halfway to next year's Immortal, so there's still a full over half of a year of me proving that point. And I hope that the people that had some things to say are enjoying the demonstration.
All right. Well, since we don't seem to have many callers tonight, I think we may just call it early tonight, Paragon, which is fine, and start our week off early. Well, some of us still have to do a show tomorrow, which we will be doing tomorrow live from the Golden One Center in Sacramento. So, Paragon, any final thoughts on anything?
I know that I've kind of hammered this point home a few times, but I've got to say, for anybody that is maybe at home waffling about picking up our pay-per-view for Tropical Aggression, I'm telling you right now, that crowd is going to be special. And for everybody in the locker room that may be a little bit nervous about the long flight and the heat and all of that, I've got to tell you that once you are there and in that environment with a crowd that is going to be that exciting, I think that we're all going to be brought back to those days when we first walked through the doors of a wrestling school. This is what we signed up for this business for, and it's going to be a truly memorable moment for all of the fans and the wrestlers alike.
I think so. I think it's definitely going to be the best Tropical Aggression we've ever had. And it's certainly definitely going to be special. First ever pay-per-view live from the Philippines. So that is 4 weeks away. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you again 2 weeks from tonight. This is going, we are, again, no round robin on Wednesday, no superstars next Sunday, no radio show next Saturday. We will return 2 weeks from tonight right here on the RAWF Radio Network. For RAWF After Hours, for the Paragon of Greatness, I am Lord Amadeus. We're going to call it a little early tonight. Good night, everybody.
You stay classy, San Diego.